Hey, you got time to work out?
Thought you'd never ask. I'll meet you in the erg room in 5.
Welcome to the Concept 2 Workout Podcast, where we provide coaching and guidance through fun, challenging, and unique sessions on the Concept 2 Row Erg, Ski Erg, and Bike Erg.
If you're just getting started, check out our technique videos at concept2.com.
We ask that you also read our liability disclaimer posted in our show notes and consult your physician before engaging in any physical activity.
What makes your flywheel spin?
Hi all, this is Peter, and I'm just feeling grateful and satisfied with my workout, listening to As the Flywheel Spins podcast. Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm Louise from East Gippsland, Australia. I've just finished another one of your workouts, Katie, and I really love them. I get to sit outside on my decking using the erg with the magpies nearby. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't do it at all. Thanks a lot. Keep them coming.
If you would like to be a part of our news segment and be featured on our future episodes, please send us a recording of your voice sharing your experience. There are more details in the show notes. Welcome to another episode of As the Flywheel Spins. My name is Katie, and I will be your coach today. I have a guest with me today from Row House. Her name is Kaylee Crawford, and I am going to let her introduce herself.
I am Kaylee Crawford, Director of Education for Row House, and then I also coach for Row House, and I coach for Row House Go as well, which we'll learn a lot about today.
Yeah, awesome. Kaylee is joining me for our workout number 76 called Even Better. The entire workout is 35 minutes. That includes our warm-up. We've got a nice long 10-minute warm-up, and then we'll roll right into the workout. We've got a descending ladder here that goes 10-minute interval to 8-minute interval to 6-minute interval to 4-minute interval, and then to our 2-minute interval. And along the way, each separate interval, we'll kind of break it up and give it its own unique goals and target. After we get through our workout, then we can learn a little bit more about what Row House is, what is this Row House Go, and what that experience is like. Kaylee will tell us all about that. Now let's go ahead and get this programmed into our monitor. Go ahead and turn your monitor on by pressing Menu, then press Select Workout, and then New Workout. And we're gonna go intervals. So we're gonna program this whole workout into our monitor. It's gonna take a little bit of time up front here to get it all set. That'll save us some time later. So we're gonna go intervals variable. You'll see interval 1 come up on your screen, and we are going to press the button next to time. This first interval we need to set to 10 minutes. So you're gonna use the fourth button down, press the arrow button to the left, and make that a 1, and then press the top button, the button next to the arrow button pointing to the right, and make that a 0. Once it says 10 minutes, you're gonna press the top button to bring that cursor down to under set rest time, and for the entire workout, our rest time will be set to 1 minute. So press the plus sign there to say 1 minute, and then you're gonna press the check mark. After that, you'll see interval 2, and we're gonna go time again, and we're gonna change the 10 minutes to 8 minutes. So go ahead and press the plus sign to make that say 8, and then move the cursor over to the left, get rid of that 1, and then bring it on down. Set rest time is still 1 minute, so we can just press the check mark. Interval 3 is also time. We'll just change the 8 to a 6 and press the check mark. Next up, interval 4 is time. We'll make the 6 a 4 and then the check mark. And interval 5 is also time. And we are going to change that to a 2. Press the check mark. And then we're going to press no more intervals. So what you'll see come up onto your screen is 10 minutes at the top. If you go down and press the 5th button down on the right-hand side, that's going to give you the least amount of information, which I find lovely to look at. So we just focus on a couple things. Really what we're going to focus on is that time, watching the time, and your strokes per minute. So our 10-minute piece, this is going to be our warm-up, and we're going to just start off super slow. Rate is 16 strokes per minute. Every 2 minutes, we're going to increase our stroke rate. The goal here is just to dial in our technique, just to warm up, move through our order of operations at a nice, comfortable pace. We're not thinking about being super powerful just yet. We're just moving. Okay?
Awesome.
You ready to do this?
Ready.
We're in it now. We're in it. So every 2 minutes during this 10 minutes is a rate change. We're going to start off at 16 and we'll bump up our stroke rate by 2 every 2 minutes. Let's go ahead and strap in, grab a hold of your handle and meet me at the catch position. We're sitting up nice and tall, shoulders in front of our hips, arms are nice and long, hands are just grasping the handle nice and lightly. Sit up tall. Let's get ready to row. Ready, all. Row. Here we go. Nice and easy. Starting off super slow at a 16. It may take a few strokes to get us there. Listen for that flywheel. Power is nice and light. Good. So once we get in to a few strokes, you can follow along with me. Or just keep your eyes right on that strokes per minute at the bottom left-hand corner of your screen and dial in that 16. Nice. So we'll first think about our recovery order of operations. Sit up nice and tall. As you come out of the finish, lengthen your arms. Your body angle swings forward. And when the handle passes over your shins, go ahead and start to compress the knees and the ankles. Yeah. So just thinking about that recovery, setting us up for a nice solid drive. Moving nice and slowly, nice, light, low intensity, minimal power. Nice. As you move into that catch position, your heels may come slightly off the foot stretcher. That's totally fine. In 5 seconds, we're going to bring our stroke rate to an 18. Here we go. 18 now, a little faster, but it's still slow. Nice. Let's talk about our order of operations through our drive. From that catch position, our heels press down into the foot stretcher. Good. We lengthen the legs, then we swing the shoulders back, then we draw the handle into our body. That chain is moving parallel to the ground. We aim the handle just below our chest as we draw into our body. Our shoulders are relaxed. Our wrists are flat. Really nice. It's here that we can connect our breath with our movement. Good focus. Legs, body, arms, arms, body, legs. Breathe. In 10 seconds, we're going to go from 18 up to a 20. 3, 2, and 1. Here we go. Bring it up just a little faster. Good. Now we can focus on smoothing out that transition from the leg drive to that body swing to drawing the arms into our body. Good. There's a slight acceleration that happens from that leg drive to the body swing, which makes the arm movement happen, not because it's forced to happen, but you're just continuing to move that handle. We're at a 20. Kind of like when you're starting the lawnmower, right? You pull the handle, speeds up as you get to the end of it. Good, we've got another 40 seconds at this 20. Good. Sit up tall. Nice, drive through those heels. In 10 seconds, we go to a 22. That happens in 3, 2, and 1. Here we go, 22. Let's focus on the ends of our stroke. Up at the catch position. Once we reach the end of our recovery, that is the beginning of our drive. Like a light switch, we're gonna switch directions. Push, drive through the heels. Make that end of the stroke sharp. Like you're super sure what you're doing next, right? There is no question that you are turning on your power. You're driving through your heels. You're taking the handle with you. We're at a 22. Nice. Sharp at the catch. Good. Awesome. Let's take our attention to the finish. Once that handle comes into your body, we want to push that handle away. We want to make sure that our finish is just as productive as our catch. We want to get into that recovery as soon as we can so that we can take our time traveling up to the catch. As soon as the handle comes into your body, let that handle push away. Yeah. In 3, 2, 1, let's go to our 24. Final 2 minutes here. I want you to dial in your rhythm, your comfort at this 24. We're gonna spend quite a bit of time in this workout hanging out at this 24 stroke rate. Nice. Sit up tall. Don't worry about your power. Just focus on that strokes per minute. Yeah. Breathe. This is my favorite stroke rate. Right here, 24. In the zone, quick catch, quick finish. Nothing crazy on your intensity. Just enjoy the ride. Awesome, give me 15 more seconds here. Smooth and controlled. Good. 3, 2, and 1, awesome. Good, I am going to take that minute full rest. I'm gonna put my handle in the handle hook and just unstrap my feet for a moment. You can continue to row if you'd like, but I like to rest. Excellent. So the minute of rest is going to go by pretty quick. Next up, we have 8 minutes of work. Here, we're going to flip-flop between power and like a recovery row. Just a little power play here. We are going to focus in on that 24 stroke rate. We'll keep that steady the whole time. But we're just going to go a little harder, a little lighter, 30 seconds at a time, flipping back and forth for 8 minutes, okay? So don't push too hard at the beginning because we gotta last for those 8 minutes, okay? We've got 8 seconds. Let's sit ready at the catch. 3, 2, and 1, let's go. Here's our on stroke. 30 seconds here. Dial in that 24 and be a little powerful. Good. Ten more seconds. Three, two, and one. A little easier. Hold on to that 24 stroke rate, but dial back your intensity. Low and light, still at a 24. When we add power, we add speed to our drive. We need to add a little time to our recovery. Here we go. Number two, add a little power. Add speed to your drive. Add a little time through the recovery. Hold on to that 24 stroke rate. Yeah. 10 more seconds of power. Good, and down. Keep moving. Good. When we take our intensity down, we add a little time to our drive because we're not moving as powerfully through that drive. So we have to speed up our recovery a little bit. Really nice. 5 seconds. Ready? Power. Here we go, 24. Good, something sustainable. We have to make it through this entire 8-minute interval. flip-flopping back and forth between power and low intensity. Three, two, one. Take that power off. Even as we add power, I still want you to breathe, right? It's nice and easy to breathe while we're rowing lightly. Continue to breathe while you're being powerful. Three, two, one, here we go. That's it, good, sit up tall. Sharp at the catch, drive through those heels. Good. Relax your grip on the handle. Wrists are nice and flat. Your fingers are just like hooks hanging on. Three, two, and one. Take it off. Beautiful. Good. Hold on to that 24. The rhythm is changing between your power strokes and your low intensity strokes. Nice job. Halfway through. Three, two, and one. Here we go. Take it up. You're in control. You can be powerful here. Control that recovery. Three, two, and one. Take it down. Good. Check that body swing. Make sure your stroke is not all arms, that we start off with the legs, add in the body swing, and the arms are like a follow through. Three, two, and one. Here we go. Add in your power. Three, two, and one. Take it down. Nice. We have two more to go. Check in with your body's recovery, that order of operations. Even as we're adding power. Let's do it in three, two, one. Here we go. Add that power in. Sit up tall. Push that machine away. 24. Body swing. Set yourself up for a good drive during the recovery. Arms, body, and legs, take it down. Nice. You got it. We've got one more set before we rest for 1 minute. Three, two, one. Here we go. Add power. You will be tempted to go faster. I don't want you to go faster. Hold on to that 24. Be in control. Apply power every stroke. And one, easy. Stay in control, 24. Light intensity. Good work. All the way through. Ten more seconds. Three, two, and one. Beautiful. All right. Rest. 1 minute. You can continue to row lightly if you'd like. Next up, we are going for an entire 6 minute interval. We're gonna hold on to that 24, but we're gonna start off with 3 minutes at probably a steady, I would call it, instead of light intensity, just like a steady intensity. Then for 2 minutes, we're gonna bring it up a little bit, like level up one. And then for 1 minute, we're gonna level up a little bit harder. So 3 minutes steady, 2 minutes moderate, 1 minute hard. Make sure you have room for that step up. Okay, and when we're in it, we wanna hold that intensity steady. Whatever we choose, we wanna hold it steady. At a 24, sit ready at the catch. Ready, y'all. Row, here we go. Steady for 3 minutes. So this is probably one tiny or a half step up from our 30 seconds of easy that we just experienced in our 8 minute interval. We're gonna fall in love with this 24 if we don't love it already. Nice. We can breathe. Good. Whatever units you're looking at, it could be your pace per 500 meters, it could be your calories per hour, it could be watts. I want you to hold that steady for these 3 minutes. We're 2 minutes left of these 3 minutes. Nice. We have room to push. Widen the shoulders. Good. Lengthen the back of the neck. Find that space between your armpits and your hips and lengthen it. Long levers. Beautiful. Nice job. Your catch position, your shins are vertical. Your body angle's pitched forward, meaning your shoulders are in front of your hips. As you drive the heels down and push that machine away, you must take that handle with you. Have power there at the front end of your stroke. If you don't take the handle with you, you're losing out on capturing that power. I want you to bring it with you. In fact, in 5 seconds, we're gonna grab a hold of a little more power every stroke. Ready? Here it is. Turn it on. For 2 minutes, we're working just a little bit harder every stroke. Yeah. Those numbers on the screen are gonna tell you how much harder you're working. You've taken a step up in intensity, and I want you to hold on to it. We're still at a 24, sit up tall, long arms. Nice, your arms are just an extension of that chain. Your connection point is your shoulders, make them solid, strong. In 30 seconds, we're gonna take another step up in our intensity. Step up. Here we go. Hold on to that 24. It's a baby step or it's a big step. Your choice. We're holding steady for another 45 seconds. You're in control. This is your power. Be sharp at the catch. Ten more seconds, then we rest. Three, two, and one. Nice. Again, row easy or stop moving. Up to you. Yes, good news is we are significantly through this workout. We have a 4-minute piece and a 2-minute piece. We are in the 4-minute piece going to play around again with our stroke rate. We're going to start off at a 22, then we'll go 24. We're going to bump it up to a 26 and then 28. Again, don't care about your power. We're just going to try and move a little quicker through the stroke, making sure that we hit all of the positions that we've done so well at our lower stroke rates. We don't want that to go away. 10 seconds. Strap in. Sit up tall. Sit ready at the catch. Ready, all. Row, here we go. 22. A little slower. Make your intensity what you wish it to be. I have zero expectations for your intensity. Okay, this is about stroke rate. Be in control of your stroke rate. With the intensity that you've chosen, you're at a 22. Nice. If it's helpful to know what's coming up next, your 2-minute piece, we're gonna be working hard. So this may be just the calm before the storm, all right? So nice and easy, perhaps. This next minute, we're going 24. This is what we know. Ready? Here we go. 24. Breathe. Nice, we love it. Order of operations. Legs, body, arms, body, legs. include that body swing. It is a huge part of our stroke. If we don't include it, we lose out on a whole lot of power that we have in our body. Next up, 26. 3, 2, and 1. Here we go. Little quicker. Sharp at the catch. Quick at the finish. Beautiful. By real fast. Our final minute, we're taking 28 strokes. A little quicker. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. 28. Good. No position gets skipped. We're just transitioning through those positions a little quicker. Okay, lovely. So we've learned that we can adjust the numbers on our screen as far as power goes. We can increase that power output by pushing harder every stroke. And also, we probably did see a higher power output naturally as we went faster. So we have two levers that we can play around with if we want to go a little bit harder. It's not all about speed, and it's kind of all about power, but when you blend the two together, that's the ultimate, which is what we're going to do in these last 2 minutes. So we are going to start off at a 24, and every 30 seconds, we're going to increase. Let's go ahead and sit ready. Ready, y'all. Row. Here we go. Final 2 minutes. Every 30 seconds, we're going to add speed and we're going to add power. I want you to find that 24 right now. Okay, this is your ultimate.
Woo!
24 right now. If you feel comfortable, I want you to go up to a 26 and add some power per stroke in 3, 2, and 1. Here we go. 26, add a little power. Every stroke you push a little harder. Nice. 26 with power. Next up, if you feel comfortable, bring it up to a 28, add some power. If not, you're just going to hold your stroke rate right where you are and add some power. Ready? Go. Here it is. 28. Yes. Adding power and a little speed. Next up, if you choose to take it, is a 30. adding power either way. 3, 2, and 1. Here it is. Make your move. Sharp at the catch, quick at the finish. Give me 20 more seconds. One. Awesome. This time I'm going to row it out. That's our final rest interval. That's our final work interval. I'm going to breathe, move easy for this last minute of rest. Okay, so as we're coming into the end of this minute of rest, I encourage everyone who's listening to continue to row, cool yourself down, and if you want to stay on your machine, just row lightly. Feel free to get off of your machine, go for a walk, take a moment to stretch, and Kaylee and I are going to talk about Row House. Good work. Oh, man. Nice job. How'd that go for you?
It was awesome. Heart rate's up. I'm awake now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're right. That's right. It's wicked early there.
Yeah. I'm on West Coast time.
Is the workout kind of format, what we just did, similar to what you do at Row House?
It is, actually. As we were going through it, I was like, oh, this is a lot of what we do. We have different names for drills, but we do a lot of the power intensity shifts where we stay at the same rate, but adjusting the intensity up or down. We do a lot of ladders. I was waiting for a ladder down, Katie. Where was it?
No ladders down.
Yeah, a lot of steady state. Our programming is very much stroke rate based.
Yeah.
The beat of the music actually matches the stroke rate that we're at.
Your position at Row House, tell me about that, because you're the director of education there.
Yeah, I started with Row House at the first location in New York in 2014 as a coach. The opening team was like half rowers and half fitness people. And we came together and we were like, okay, how do we keep it true to the sport? We want to row together. We want the programming to be authentic, but it's got to be fun. And we got to make it so that, you know, anyone walking on, you know, that doesn't know a crew or anything like that can come in and have a good time and catch on. In 2018, I believe, towards the end of 2018, we scaled with Exponential, which is a franchise company. And I moved out to California and basically handle all of the like coach training, the actual workout experience. So programming, basically anything that happens inside of our, what we call the row room.
Awesome. So if a new person were to walk in and come into a row house and say, I want to do this, you know, my friends told me about it, it's wicked fun, I want to do it, what's it all about?
We have different class types that offer different things. So some classes you are rowing pretty much the whole time. Some classes you get off and on the rower and you do dumbbell work on the floor. Sometimes it's stretching. It just depends on the class type. When you walk into the studio, the actual workout facility where we do the workout, it's super dim lit. Almost feels like a theatrical experience. There's yellow light, there's blue light, there's spotlight. There's a water wall in the back that has like this blue wash on it. So it's kind of like a sexy feel, but it also allows people to really come in and disappear if they want to. And the music is really present. So if you've ever taken like a cycling class or a spin class, it's very much like that. But we've got multiple rows of rowers, all concept two. And it's freaking amazing. We row together. So you just hear the whoosh, whoosh, 25 rowers people of all different like shapes and sizes and abilities and rowing backgrounds. You could have former Olympic rower sitting next to somebody who's hasn't worked out in 5 years. That's the beauty of this amazing, amazing modality and machine. We've got these two TVs in the front that show the group data. It basically takes everyone's split time and meters and stroke rate around the room, and it averages together. So we can see how fast our team is moving.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
The coach is like right there feeling the pain with you.
Yeah. Stroke seat.
Yes.
That's great. So you said some of your drills and things, like tell me about some of those drills that you do, because we do a lot of work with driving home the idea of the order of operations, you know, being in control of your stroke rate, like we did today, being really in control of your power output and how hard you push, you know, based on how long you have to work, and really being in control instead of like just going all out at the beginning and, you know, the fly and die coined term. We work to avoid that most of the time.
Yes.
You know, there have been some times where we try and go, you know, all out and see how long we can push and hold. But what are some of the drills that you like to use?
We start every primary class like this. We do a pick drill. And our pick drill at Rojas, we do arms only, then arms and body, half stroke, then full stroke.
Oh, that's what we
do. So that is how we, oh yeah, awesome. I love that because it gets people who aren't as familiar with the form starting to understand it. And then for, you know, our experienced rowers, it's an amazing warm up. Typically, most of our classes either go into a steady state or some sort of what we call build by intensity, where we would stay at the same rate and we would fluctuate the intensity up or down. It just really gets people learning control and recognizing that you are in charge.
Yeah, the machine isn't going to do anything for you.
Yeah.
It's all you.
Yes, yes, yes. And then from there, we usually bring the rate up. Typically, we try to drive like anywhere from 60 to, I would say, closer to like 90% intensity throughout class. And then at the very end of class, we'll touch into that like 95, you know, maybe 100% effort. We do a lot of ladders, ladders up, ladders down, steady state, sprints, all of the above.
Oh, that's so great. And most of our listeners are probably listening to you and saying, oh my gosh, that's exactly what we do. Like and hearing some familiar language, which is really comforting.
We also have our Rojas Go on demand platform that has like 20-minute classes, 30-minute classes, and 45. For anyone that has a rower, it's pretty awesome. Just right on your phone. You can get one of those awesome Concept 2 adapters on your monitor. Just stick it up there. Put some earbuds in.
Very cool. Now, I did want to bring up the fact that you are pregnant right now, and you have been working out on the Concept 2 rowing machine for, I'm going to guess, your whole pregnancy.
I'm like one day away from 30 weeks.
Congratulations.
And I'm still coaching. Thank you. I'm still coaching 5 classes a week, which I mentioned at Rojas, we do the workout with them. It's been amazing. I cannot express my gratitude to this machine. My pregnancy has been super seamless. It is my first, so I have nothing to compare it to. But everyone keeps asking me how I'm feeling, and I'm like, I'm feeling great. And I really, truly attribute it to being able to stay moving and have a low impact exercise that's non-weight bearing. I lower my foot stretchers one number. The physical stretcher lowers, the number increases. I got a seat cushion that helps sit my hips a little higher, just makes the catch position a little bit more comfortable. And I'm just like 3/4 stroking for my life. You know, I can't get all the way in, but that's okay. I can still drive with intensity, and it's been amazing.
That's awesome. And we have a blog on our website, on the Concept 2 website, all about using our machines while you're pregnant. One of the founders of Concept 2, she's a mom of 3 kids, and she said, even after the baby's born, she used to put her kids in a bassinet while she rowed, and they would like watch her row, and that would help them fall asleep. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's awesome. Our founders actually of Rojas, Deborah and Eric, they're husband and wife, and Deborah rode through her pregnancies as well. We used to have in New York this class where we would have women bring their babies. And it was exactly that.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, awesome, Kaylee. I so appreciate you joining me today. This has been a great workout and great to meet you and hear about Row House. Congratulations on your pregnancy. Is there anything else you want to tell our folks here that are listening?
I would just say keep rowing. I'm a huge advocate and Concept 2 is amazing. So Katie, thanks for having me today. If there's a row house that opens in your area, or if you happen to come across the Row House Go app, give it a try.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And you have yourself a great day.
Thank you. You as well.